Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Ron Davis from the MCA. How are you doing
Hi.
today?
I'm a bit frustrated at the moment.
Okay. Can you just tell me what happened, why you're getting frustrated?
Because it appears as though money
Yeah.
was being transferred out of my account. Is that right?
Like what type of money has been transferred from your account?
Well, I'm not really sure because
Yeah.
David from Microsoft, did he send you a
Yeah.
message?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, forwarded the message that there will be some suspicious account has been, suspicious things has been just found inside the account and that we need to check each and everything. Okay. So you just do one
Yes.
thing. You close the pages. You close all the pages first. You close all the pages.
Okay, and close everything.
Yeah, close everything.
Right, I have to tell you from the start that I'm not professional with computers.
Okay.
I'm very slow.
Okay. Tell me from the beginning what has been happened. Just tell me.
I got a message on that. I came to send a birthday message to someone this morning. And
Okay.
while I was doing that,
Yeah.
up came these warnings from
Okay.
yeah.
Like what
So
type of
then,
warning has been came up?
to say that it appears as though your accounts, just a general warning, and to ring this number to
Okay.
get
Through Microsoft.
direction. So it just closed everything down, so I couldn't do anything.
No.
So
I can tell
I
you.
rang the number. I rang the
Okay.
number, and he spent about 3 hours or more talking to me, but didn't
Okay.
transfer it to you.
All right. Now let me tell you, sir. Let me tell you in a very basic and a simple manner. Okay. We are from the anti-fraud department and we are just looking onto the matter, all right. Now let me tell you why your computer has been getting freezed. Let me tell you. The thing is that we have found a lots of foreign IP address. I try to just connect your device, okay. And what they are doing with your informations, they are just trying to registering two or three platforms where they can misusing your details and try to purchase something. Okay. And that's
Yes.
why we have got the notification from the Microsoft team, from the PayPal team that your details has been used into their platform and they have just got something suspicious. Okay. Have you heard about an eBay or Zip? Do you heard about eBay? eBay
I
shopping?
know eBay. Yeah, I know
Yeah.
eBay.
Do you use eBay? Have you ever used that?
I
You
don't,
don't.
but my wife might.
Your wife does. But there is an interesting thing is that your details is also getting registered over there. And while we just looking onto that matter, you are just thinking about the 3 hours which you have spent with the Microsoft people, but you are not thinking about the things has been happened. So that 3 hours take to just simply deceive the platform where your details has been misused. Understand? And we are just looking onto it. I appreciate your patience that you are doing with us. What we are gonna do, we are just simply going to check all those things and then we are going able to cancel all the things and catch those people as soon as possible. Understand?
Very good. Yes, very good.
Yeah. So for the meantime, first of all, you just log into your Westpac and just tell me, is there any pending charges you can see in the last 7 days or any suspicious charges which you haven't done, but the charges has been made from your account?
I'll just have to have a look, won't I?
No problem. Take your time. And once I am going to start the security sealed onto your Westpac, I'll be giving you an humble request that do not log into your account without my permission, okay? Otherwise, the security will be getting disconnected and your information are going to be stolen again and again. You are getting my point? Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand. Once you start, I stop.
Correct. Correct. And never you. Yeah.
I'm waiting now for Westpac to come up.
Okay. The way you just simply log into your Westpac, you go ahead and log into it.
Yeah, I'm pretty slow at this, so be patient with me.
Okay. Now, once you get logged into your account,
I'm not there yet. Why is it that the password and sign in? Only one thing.
Try to put the password?
Yeah, I'm trying to do it now. But it didn't ask me to put my account number in like it usually does.
Okay, okay, okay. You just do one thing. You do one thing, sir. What browser you have used? Google?
Yeah, I'm about to.
Okay, okay. Take a plus sign at the top. The way I'm just telling you, first I need to just check whether your customer ID is correct or not. Do not put any details. Please try to understand. Look at the top. Can you see any plus sign? Plus sign?
Yeah,
click on the plus sign. Yeah. Now click on the search panel. Click on the search panel, Westpac.
Yeah.
No. Not that application. You did not need to open that. You just click on the search panel, what I'm telling you. Click on the search panel.
Westpac. Sign into Westpac.
No. First, you just click on the search panel and type in their Westpac.
Okay. Yeah.
Westpac
login.
Yeah, click on Westpac login. Press on that.
Yeah.
Now wait for a second. Now can you see the first option? Westpac online banking at the very top. Yeah. It will be Westpac. You click on that.
Now password.
Again, it has been came a password. It is not showing you your customer ID.
No, and up comes a warning, and now there is a red something. Yeah.
Okay, that is the security team's things. So you just put your password, you minimize that ID number. That is the NCA department security message has been coming up. 30717, you minimize it. Now you put the password.
Okay, I've got to find it.
And put the password slowly, check.
Yeah, I've got the accounts up now.
Okay, you can see your accounts right now, correct? So you can see your balances there?
Yes.
Yeah. First of all, I just want to ask you, which is your main balance? Like, I do believe we have just confirming you the account number, sir. Like from where the amount has been charged. So do you have any account number ending with 9445? Do you have any account number ending with 9445, sir?
I'm not able to answer that because are you talking about the card numbers?
No. I'm talking about the account number. Account number ending with 9445.
All right.
Like, do you have any Westpac Choice account which is ending with 9445?
It could be that's, I need to look at something else. I'll tell you what's happening. I don't operate this. This is my wife's dealings. And I rely on her to do all this kind of things.
I understand. But who's Westpac account with you? Whose Westpac account it is? The account, whose account it is, sir? The Westpac account?
Mine and hers together.
Okay, it's a joint account. I understand it's a joint account. But you click on your Westpac choice. You click on your Westpac choice first.
Westpac choice, right?
Let me make you understand the whole scenario. Okay. Don't be get nervous. Okay. First, try to understand what is going on. Now, the thing is that go to the top. You go to the top first.
I've got the Westpac account now.
Yeah. Now, check on to the Westpac. See the account details. Do you see the account number? It will be coming up on the top. Now, the thing is that there will be the random charges has been made from your Westpac Choice account. But the most important thing is that we have put the red flag on the charges. We haven't released the charges, okay? We have just put the red flag on the charges. And that's why we need to put the investigation onto that so that we can verify your details and we will get to know where your details has been misused. You got my point, sir?
Okay. I've just found this Westpac choice. 9445, is that what you mean?
Yeah, correct. So you understand that we have put the red flag because we know the account number from where the amount has been coming out, which we haven't released. If we release the amount, then it will be coming out from your account, right? So that is the thing we need to understand. There would be 6 to 7 hackers try to get inside your account and try to do those types of illegal activities with it. And most probably what is happening, they are just trying to get inside your account. So we have just found inside your Westpac choice, there would be 6 or 7 hackers, okay? So what we need to do, we need to active the shield and we need to do something interesting so that we can catch the hackers red-handed, okay? And once we got their IP address, we can just simply put them behind the bars so that you are not going to face any problem or any different customers are going to face any problem, right? So you got my point? You understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, you're working around the house. You have to catch them, get their IPs, and then block everything. But they've not taken any money, but they're trying to get some kind of charge first.
You're not finding any money because the thing is that we have put the red flag onto those transactions. We have found there are lots of unwanted transactions. If we release, you know that is the common sense. If we release that charges, it will be coming up onto your statements, right?
Right.
That's why we have not released it. If you're going to release it, your amount is going to be debited from your account. And you will
how
be
much
getting
are they
to,
trying to get?
But they are trying to get 299.99 from the eBay and 199.99 from the PayPal, near about $500. All right.
But and that's what to say that we don't use eBay and we don't use PayPal. That's why
we put it on hold, sir. That is the reason, because we know that you are not doing anything, that somebody is trying to do in behalf of you, and that's why we don't want to release anything. We are just want your cooperation so that within 2 or 3 working days, we can done each and everything, and we can protect your account and protect your information either. Understand?
Okay. I understand and I appreciate what you're trying to do.
Yeah. So you need to just cooperate with me for at least 3 working days, for at least 3 working days, so that I can start the security. Because you normally know that once we are going to start the security, it will be taking 2 or 3 working days to complete the whole security procedure. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, what I need to check, something, what type of things they have paid. Can you just scroll the page to the top? Go to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do I look for now?
Yeah, there will be an option called services. Can you see any services?
Service, I can see services.
Yeah. Yeah. Press on services. Now, once you press on services, now do you see any option over there? What I can say, do you see any option, pay limits or anything like that? Or change pay limits or anything?
Increase card limit?
Not the card limit. Scroll it down. Scroll down the page a little bit.
Services.
Look onto the other account services. Now.
Account service. Term deposits, home and loan, direct debit. Close account, share files.
No, pay limits. Anything called pay limits?
Pay ID, pay to mobile.
No. Okay, so you go to the top,
Yes.
And extreme top. Now look on the extreme top. Do you see any option called products?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now what?
Okay, so, and I want to just simply ask you one more thing. Like, do you use your banking application onto your mobile phone?
I missed the last bit on PayPal.
No. Do you, apart from the computer, is there any other device you use your online banking? Like you use mobile banking from your mobile phone either?
Yes, well, my wife has her own.
Yeah.
Set up, and she does buying and selling on that, so that could be a problem, couldn't it?
Okay, and what about you? Do you log in the banking onto your mobile phone?
No, she does it all. But and I can if I need to, but I don't normally do it.
Okay.
I trust her, I'll leave it to her.
All right, I understand. I totally caught your point, sir. But if you want, you can just simply do it on your mobile phone, right?
I can do it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but I didn't get what you said.
I told you if you want, you can do it, correct? If you want, you can do it, right?
Do I have the ability to use her machine?
Not the machine. I'm telling you, have you ever used your mobile phone to just simply log into your banking, like your mobile banking app? Do you have Westpac app onto your mobile phone?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, you don't do that. All right.
But I could if I wanted to on my computer here.
Sorry? I beg your pardon?
I could if I wanted to check on my main computer. I can tap up like I've just done, but I don't do any buying or selling on the computer.
Okay, I understand. Your wife does that, right?
Yes, she does it on her iPad.
She does it onto her iPad, all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now just wait for a second. Let me just check the security. I need to just check what is the limits is there. so that we can just simply catch those people. So suppose we selected your previous pay, all right? Suppose we selected your previous pay, any of the, we selected NGO, right? Suppose we selected those pay, let's scroll it down. Can you just...
You want me to scroll down?
Yeah, little bit of scroll down, sir. Little bit of scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, now scroll down. Do not go to the top. You need to go down a little bit. Yeah, now stop.
There we are.
Oh, no. You are. Okay, let me just check.
From account?
Okay, then let me just check. Okay. All right. Now, first of all, I need to check something, okay? All right. So you go to the top.
That's where it says make a payment.
Okay. No, we are just looking for this. Let me just check. Okay. All right. All right. Now. Now, I just want to explain you something, sir. As we have just tried to look onto this, we have just found those sources from where those people are trying to do. So in the meantime, we need to just simply working on those securities so that we can catch those people completely. Understanding?
Yes.
And whose number has been registered with the bank, sir? Who receives the messages from the bank? Like, did you receive messages onto your mobile phone from the bank?
Not recently. I haven't had a look, but I can see notifications. There's 24 there now.
Oh, no, you're not understanding. I'm telling you, whose mobile number is registered to the Westpac?
With the mobile, it would be Anne's and probably mine as well, both of us.
Okay, both of you. Okay, suppose we are going to canceling the platform, you are going to receive the messages onto your mobile phone number, okay?
Yes.
Okay, so just give me a moment. Let me just check. And be with me for a while, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, the thing is that as we are going to catch those people, so... There will be a normal service charge just for $40. Are you able to pay $40? The
yes.
Service charge? Are you happy to pay $40 only?
Yes.
Okay, lovely. So let me just check and then I can just go ahead and start the security for you, okay? Give me a moment, sir. In the meantime, if you want, you can take a, if you want, you can take a glass of water. Let me arrange that account details, all right? Our company account
I'll
details.
I'll go and I'll come back in a little while.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll leave the sign on.
Yeah. Come back within 2 or 5 minutes, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
You there, sir?
No, what the hell?
You there, sir?
Yes,
there?
I am.
Okay,
yes.
Okay. Now, well, we are just waiting for the account so that we can just provide you for that security payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So in the meantime, we need to put the security onto your Westpac online banking website, okay? Because you are just doing it internet banking, so we need to protect the security. We need to just protect the website. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you are not Westpac. You work with someone else.
No. We are working from the anti-fraud department of the Westpac, sir. NCA, National Crime Department. All right. The anti-fraud team.
I see.
Yeah. So that's why we are just going to activate the SIL. Okay. And in the meantime, you are going to receive the email either from the team, okay, once we started the security. So we have logged out you. So you need to just put your details one more time so that we can start the security seals, okay?
All right. Now, I need to ask two questions, if I may. The first question is, has any money been taken from our accounts at this point?
No, we have stopped all the transactions from your account.
Okay, you put the red flags up.
Yeah, as I told you. Yeah.
Yes. And Westpac will be, I'm having difficulty in understanding is, Westpac is supposed to have their own security to make sure that this kind of thing doesn't happen.
Yes, correct. But you need to understand that. If suppose you have a security home, okay, a lot of security if you have into your home, correct? But you think that my home is very secure. I have lots of security, lots of technology in my home. Nobody can get inside in my home. But the point is that if somebody is already inside your home, and he is just hiding from your eyes, but he can steal all of your information. He can just do each and everything inside your house. How you can protect with those security? The hackers have already inside
your security because they are using some dark website to break all the security chain. Understand? And that is the reason they are trying to get inside it. It is not about the phone, sir. It is about your information. It is not about the Westpac only. You understand? It is not about the Westpac because the details, suppose your name, your email address, each and everything, you just have, you also registered it to the Westpac, but your details is also registered with a different platform. So if anybody can get your information, they can misusing it. Understand? And with the help of those information, they can just simply do anything. Suppose if somebody got my name, my address, each and everything, they can register it in the different platform and they will get to know like you wherever the details has been registered. They will get to know it has been registered with the Westpac. They are just trying to stealing your details and somehow they will got your details. They are going to stealing your phones. Understand?
Very good. Now, what good. Do I need to what do I need to do to make things more secure than I am?
I have just told you. You need to follow my instructions so that I can protect each and everything for you. Okay?
Do I need to change any passwords or anything like that?
No, not right now. If you're going to change the password, the hackers will get to know that you are trying to change your passwords. You can change the password. I have told you. They are inside your account. They are inside your information. If you change the password, it will be helping you. Because you change the password, they are inside your account. Again, they are breaking the security. Again, they are misusing your information. So we are looking for the permanent solution, not any temporary solution, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Because suppose if you have a locker in your home and the hackers are behind the lockers and what they are doing, you change the password, but they are going to see that the password, then what will happen? They can just simply use it, correct? You understand?
Okay, so from here on, what do I do?
Yeah. So first you put your information. We need to protect your information. Put your customer ID there.
I better get out of Westpac. I'm still in Westpac. Do I need to get out?
No, we have successfully logged out you.
It's showing up here, so okay.
Yeah. So you did not need to sign in. You need to put your details there. You just put your customer number and you put your password there. You did not need to sign in. Okay. Once we got the account for the $40, and then you need to sign in. You got my point?
Okay, so I put customer ID.
And then put password.
And this is just to pay for you, is that right?
Sorry?
What am I doing this for, these two things?
You did not need to log into your account. We are protecting your information, so understand. So once you put your details, we are going to secure it.
Okay, I'm just working ahead here now.
Yeah.
I'm a bit slow because I'm 84.
No problem, sir. We know that. And that's why we are just... Sorry?
How do you know my age?
You sound like you're about 70 to 80 years, sir. And that's why we know that. Yeah, you are old, but you are smart. You know how to deal with the things, and that is the thing that we have an age limit above that 60 years. So we need to cooperate with the people very, very slowly so that they can understand our words and so that they can do it by their own. Okay,
you're explaining it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I put the two things in. What do I do now?
You did not need to do anything. Wait for a second. I need to just simply check the security. Okay. So wait for a second. You are going to see the security will be coming up. Let me just check. you are going to see the security will be coming up. And did you take a glass of water for you, sir?
No, I went to the toilet.
Oh, you go to the toilet, all right. Now, just wait for a second. Now let me just simply check the security. Let me help. Now we have successfully started the security onto your informations, onto your basic informations. Now you just do one thing, sir. You click on sign in. You press on sign in. Again, you put any wrong details. You delete the password box. Check your customer ID is correct or not.
Okay. Customer number?
Yeah.
140-2017.
All right. And just put the password from the beginning. And once you put the password, then wait. I'll just show you your password and you need to check if the password is correct or not. Okay. Wait. Now you put the password?
Yes.
Okay. Now let me just show you the password. You need to just check your password is correct or not. Okay.
I don't see it anywhere. Where is it?
It will be coming up. Wait for a second. Now check. Is the password is correct?
Nothing is fine.
It is correct?
726, yes.
So all in the capital letters or all in the small letters?
A mixture.
A mixture. No, I'm talking about the alphabet. Is it capital? Is it small? Check the password.
It's all capitals.
So you, in the last time, you just put your details in the small one.
Yeah, you're clever.
Yeah, and that's why it is just, now the password is correct?
Yes, I believe it is.
Okay, now then click on, press on sign in, sir. Press on sign in and check. Now what has came up?
Nothing.
Again, it is showing you the details. You,
the details entered do not match those on our.
So why you're putting the wrong password? You check the password last time you just put. You just check what is the password.
Well, I've got it written here, and I just keep putting it in.
So check the password. Is it capital letters or small letters?
I think that I've got it written down as capitals. Shall I try again?
Just delete the password box.
Yep.
Delete it. Remove it. Now try to remember the password is in capital or the password is in small.
In capitals. And I'll put it in capitals again, right? home. Seven. Two. Six. Now, I can see the password. I just typed it straight in. There's no dots.
Yeah, because we have just changed it to for you so that you can see the password. It is correct or not. Let me just check. What came up? We need to change the password. Wait for a second. You are just making the password wrong again and again. Now put your customer ID there.
Yeah, that's the ID from the bank account, the number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now put your date of birth.
I should get that right, shouldn't I? It's Christmas Day.
Okay.
And it's 1939. Okay.
Okay, now wait for a second.
That's because I've tried three times, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's because your account is getting blocked. You're making the password again and again and wrong.
I don't believe I was, because I've got it written here on the side and I was just transferring it straight over. Anyway, what happens now?
You put the customer ID one more time.
Okay. Right on.
Now put the password. And this time put the password in the lowercase.
I wondered about that.
Once done, wait for a second. You done?
Yes. Did it work?
Wait for a second.
Hang on.
Yeah.
There's a wrong number in there. It shouldn't be 17. It should be 7.
Is it 17 or it's you put L like that?
You're clever. L7. Yeah, it's an L.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yes, very clever.
Now let me just check, is it signing or not? Okay, can you see? That is the password. That is the password, sir.
Beg your pardon?
All the passwords are in the small letters. All the passwords will be in the small letters, okay. Now, I have got the account, so you need to make a payment for $40 onto that account, okay?
How do I do that?
I'll help you. Okay. Can you say make a payment there, make a payment?
Is it up the top or not?
Yeah. At the top, can you see? I'll help you. Can you see payments, then make a payment?
Got it.
Yeah. onto the make a payment, pay a new pay, pay a new pay. Okay, now wait for a second. I'll just providing you the details. Now it is just showing you BSB number, account number, correct? Can you see that?
No, there's no account number, no BSB there.
I'm just giving you our account number. So in the you can write it down in a piece of paper. Just write it down in a piece of paper. The BSB will be 633123.
633123. Got it?
Yeah. And the account number will be
1988810905.
Yeah. And the account holder name will be account name. Account name will be G I U S E P P E Mori. M O U R I. It's Gwispy Mori. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just covered it down. G I U S.
Yeah. S E double P, sir.
Double P E. Yeah.
Okay.
Mori.
M O U R I. Mori.
Is this your name?
Sorry? No. It is the billing department's name. The manager who is just using the billing department on which the accounts will be going to be, this payments will be going to be submitted. Okay.
So this is MCA's account.
Correct. So did you write it down? The name?
Yes.
Wispy Mori. All right. Now the thing is that, now can you see reference for you and the pay? Reference for you and the pay. Now listen to me completely. We are not able to use any security thing. Suppose we just write their NCA department, or we write their anti-fraud department, or we write their security payment. What happened? The hacker will get to see those statements, okay? And they will get to know that you are just simply you are just with the NCA team or the anti-fraud team, and you are just trying to catch those people. Understand? So that's why what we need to show them, we need to show them you are doing it for your friends or for your family. Okay. For your friends, for your family, so that they will not try to understand anything, and they will just try to get inside our account, electronic account, so that we will be able to catch them and put them behind the bars. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Got my point? Suppose you make this payment like as you are making it to your friend. So what will the hacker think? The hacker think that you are just doing it for your friends, correct? Mm-hmm. And that's why they are not getting to know is there any securities working inside your account or not. So once the security will be working, we will be able to catch them once they are going to be active. Okay. So I am just putting the reference. Family friend. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Now scroll it down. Scroll down a little bit.
And that's what will appear on the statement when I pay $40.
Correct. That is the thing. Now scroll it down. little bit. Now wait. Now we. Now wait, 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 wait. Now wait, sir. Now it will be coming up from that account where the hackers are there. Westpac Choice. So can you see that? We have selected Westpac Choice. Yeah. So that.
Is that the account they're chasing?
Yeah, correct, correct. So that once the payment will be going through from that account, the hackers will be active because they are just inside your account, Mr. John. Okay.
Yes.
Now wait. Now give me a moment. Now. Now we are just putting the amount, just $40. Can you see the $40?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I have a question that says available funds, $9,190.74, and then account balance.
Yeah.
Now, $9,000 we owe.
Yeah.
That's because of, and available funds. So we must be somewhere near the limit.
Sorry?
I'm just wondering if we're somewhere near the limit of what we should be paying on that account.
Okay, okay. So you want to increase the limit?
No, no. I'm just wondering aloud. I'll check with my wife when she comes home and see what's going on.
You can do that, but you need to understand that it is not about the limit, sir. You are just paying the $40 to the company so that we can start the security for you. Understand? And everything will be refunded to you. Everything, once the security will be done, it will be refunded to you. Okay, you are not paying it. Yeah.
Now, my question was, have we got $40 in that account to pay you?
Yes, absolutely. You have $9,159 available.
Well, what's this Westpac Choice? Available funds and account balance.
Your Westpac Choice available fund is more than 9,000.
Okay.
So from where you are paying the $40, we are going to start the security onto your account. Everything will be fine. Okay. So just give me a moment. Now I need to check one thing. Is there any message will came up onto your mobile phone or anything? Can you see? Can you see, sir?
Yeah.
The hackers has rejected.
My mobile. Rejected.
Yep. Yep.
Why? Why is that?
I think that the hackers will get to know, and that's why it is getting rejected. Now, onto the mobile phone, any message has been coming up?
Yeah, it just says low battery.
Low battery. Any message from the Westpac? Any message from the Westpac?
No, not that I can see. So,
no message has been coming up from the Westpac?
No.
Okay, no problem. Can you see on the screen there will be the number? We could not process this payment. Please contact on this number. Can you see that?
1300-655.
Yeah, first to write down that number. 1300. 1300. Why you are going any different place? I told you to write down the number. Go to the top.
I'm just lost. Where did it go?
It will be at the top. Scroll the page to the top. Yeah, now see the number?
1300.
Yeah.
655.
Then 505. Yeah. Now, what you need to do, let me just tell you, sir. Let me tell you. You have the account detail of Glispy Mori, 633123. And the account number 19881095. Did you write it down? Yeah.
Yes, I have. No, I also wrote Glispy Mori.
Yeah. Sorry?
I also wrote down Glispy Mori.
Yeah. Now you just write down the amount. the amount which we are trying to make a payment for $40. Write down $40.
40.
Yeah, $40. And $40. Now write down the name of the bank from where the account has belonged of that Gillespie Mori. The bank name will be Bendigo Bank.
Bendigo?
Yeah, Bendigo Bank. The bank account on which you are making the payment for $40, right? That's belong to the Bendigo Bank. Now you understand?
Yeah.
You write it down? Write down reference. Reference will be family friend. Did you write down the reference?
Yeah, reference, family friend.
Yeah. Now the thing is that, first of all, let me just check whether the account is blocked or it is active. You put your customer ID one more time.
Yes.
And the password you need to put all in the lowercase.
Yeah, I'm being well educated here.
Now you put the password all in the lowercase.
I'm being very careful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now log into your account.
Sign in. Can't sign in.
Can you see that? Yes,
please call us on 1366.
Yeah. You can just call on that 1300-368 or 088 number. Write down the number either 1300-368-088. Now, what you need to tell them, let me just make you understand, okay? Make you understand, Mr. John.
Yeah,
now the thing is, first you write down the number and then I'll let you know what you need to do.
You got to be careful with these old boys.
Correct.
Very good. And they're old. Okay.
You need to be very careful. Yeah. Now the thing is that you need to call on that number on the bank, correct? Let me tell you why that account has been blocked. First of all, let me make you understand there will be a lots of bank representatives who are just simply tied up with the hackers whom they are just simply sharing your details. Understand?
Yeah.
There will be lots of people from the branch are involving into this matter. And lots of people are just simply collaborate with the hackers so that they can just send your details to them. And the hackers will just try to hack in your things. So that is the thing. So you need to pretend very smart. You need to be very smart while you talk to the bankers, okay? You need to call on this number. You need to tell them. The thing is that I am just trying to make a payment for $40 to one of my friend whose name is Glim C. Morey. And what happened? The account is getting locked. Can you just unlock my account so that I can just send her $40 because she just won that. All right.